Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Mike Herhold, president of the First Friday Club of Greater Akron. On behalf of myself and the First Friday Club board, I'd like to welcome you and thank you for coming to our February 2025 program. It's my distinct pleasure to welcome our speaker, Bill Leahy, Akron District St. Vincent de Paul Society president, whose topic will be caring for those in need. Please silence your cell phones so that all can enjoy today's program. After the presentation, you will have an opportunity to write down questions for our speaker, or as the questions come to you, please write those during the talk. There are cards on the table. After the talk, we'll have a short announcement break and collect those question cards, and then have a question answer session. It's now my pleasure to introduce St. Vincent St. Mary student Jude Rothkopf, who will offer our opening prayer.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father, we thank you for everyone gathered here on this first Friday of February. We ask the Holy Spirit to come fill our lives with your love, fill our conversations with your grace and truth, fill this room with your presence, and allow us to be true disciples of Christ. Spouse of the Holy Spirit, Blessed Mother Mary, we ask for your intercession to renew in our hearts zeal for your Son, Jesus, and a zeal to live out the gospel and participate in the corporal works of mercy to take care of the poor and needy, like your servant, St. Vincent de Paul. We especially ask that you intercede and ask your Son to give us hearts more like his so that we may serve in love of all our brothers and sisters, especially those marginalized and forgotten, and work without ceasing for justice and peace. Heavenly Father, we thank you for our speaker today and his work in your church that is a sign of Christ's hands and feet and a sure sign of salvation for the world. Stand with him as he speaks and allow his sharing about the work of St. Vincent de Paul Society to spur in us a heart to care for the poor and vulnerable. We thank God for this food that nourishes us and ask for the blessing on the hands that have prepared and served it. In the spirit of St. Vincent de Paul, we also pray for all those who are without food, water, dignity, safety, a home, and love. In a special way, we pray for all the victims of the fires in California and the plane helicopter crash in D.C. May you give them comfort and consolation, and may we all, as St. Vincent de Paul said, go to the poor and find God. May the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit be glorified in all places through the Immaculate Virgin Mary. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.
Excellent. Thank you, Jude. Bill Leahy is the current Akron District St. Vincent de Paul president. He's treasurer of the Sacred Heart St. Vincent de Paul, and has been a Vincentian for over 20 years. He follows in his father's footsteps, who was one of the founding members of St. Vincent de Paul at St. Hilary. Over the years, he has been a member of the Holy Family Honduras Medical Mission Team, a volunteer at St. Mary's School, an Akron Enrichment Program, a team leader for St. Mary Chess Club, fundraising chair for Sacred Heart St. Vincent de Paul, as well as serving as the president of the board of the Peter Morin Center. Bill and his wife live in Wadsworth and are members of Sacred Heart Church in Wadsworth. They are parents of four children and six grandchildren. Number six is brand new. Bill attended St. Hilary Grade School, Walsh Jesuit High School, and several years at John Carroll University. He received his pharmacy degree in 1980, and after several years at Akron General, he changed his career to highway construction. I have the pleasure of serving with Bill on the Father Hilkert Osnam Center board at Visitation of Mary Parish, and have observed his zeal and sincere heart for the poor and the most vulnerable in our county. It's my honor to introduce Bill Leahy.
let's say to Cowper Falls, or let's say Akron U. You're heading up to Akron U, you get off at Perkins Street, it's a beautiful day, your windows are down, and you come up to the top of the ramp, the light is red. Now open your eyes. Okay. So we got somebody walking to your car. Alright? We're walking your car with a little sign. What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? Come on, high school, what are we gonna do? Do you roll the window up? Do you roll the window down and say, go get a job? Do you lock the doors? My gosh, he's walking right up next to you. What are you gonna do? Alright? What if he walks up to you and says, I'm Jesus Christ? Would you help me? Did Jesus not say, where two or more are gathered, I'm in your midst? What if he is Jesus Christ? You're under a test. What are you going to do? So, that's my opening, just trying to get you guys' attention. So, I am honored to be here. And first thing I like to do, how do I look? Kind of a mess. A little rugged. Oh, use a microphone. Okay, got it.
Can you hear me? There you go, okay. First thing I'd like to do is thank you for the opportunity for being here. I truly believe in the mission of St. Vincent de Paul, and it's just a thrill to be here. And also what I'd like to do is thank Mike for this opportunity to be here. And also I'd like to thank my wife. She had to listen to me put this presentation together and practice about 10 times, so thank you, Nan. I'd like to, before I get started, just have a moment of silence. I'm from Sacred Heart, Wadsworth Parish, and one of our deacons passed away last night, Deacon Roger Kloss. Tremendous man, touched the heart of a lot of people. So just a moment of silence, please. Okay, thank you. I think it's great to see the high school kids here. So I got Hoban, Walsh, St. V. Hoban, St. V, I'm a Walsh graduate. Sorry about that. You guys will get around. You'll figure it out. Thank you.
The Elms is here, too.
Who else? Oh, the Elms is here. Oh, my wife went to the Elms. Where's the Elms? Wow, my wife graduated, what, 75? So, but thank you guys for being here. I would like to recognize one individual before I get started. The Akron District Past President, Mike Zarina. Mike, stand up. Akron District Past President. I was Mike's treasurer for a long time. So let's go ahead and get started here. Okay. Oh, it's already moved on. Okay, give me a second here to catch on. There we go. All right. I'll just start with this right here. So St. Vincent de Paul, this is our mission statement, okay? It's a network of friends inspired by gospel values. And I'm going to come back to the gospel values. I think that's really critical. And you know, the opening prayer, where's the gentleman that did that? That was absolutely outstanding. I mean, that you hit home with that. Thank you for that. But anyway, St. Vincent de Paul, we're trying to build a more just world through personal relationships and also to serve the poor. That's our main mission, to serve the poor. There's some essential elements to what we do. Faith, friendship, and serving the poor. That's our mission. Okay, hold on a second. This has been up so long, it's freezing on me. Give me one second. There we go, got it. Okay. Okay, just a little history about St. Vincent de Paul. Founded in 1833 in Paris by Frederick Ozanam, who was a student at that time. And his students and the people he was around challenged him to make a difference in the world. So he got with his fellow students, and he started St. Vincent de Paul. St. Vincent de Paul is actually the patron saint of who we are and what we do because of his mission for to help the poor. There we go. Okay, got it figured out. So a little bit of history. So it started in 1833, but in 1845, it's in St. Louis. how dynamic in 12 years it spread all through Europe. Next thing you know, it's here in the United States. And St. Louis is still the headquarters for St. Vincent de Paul today. We are organized by a national, then a regional, and then a district council. For example, we are part of the Cleveland Diocesan Council. There's a Cincinnati Columbus. So we're part of the Cleveland Diocese, but also Akron District. And I'll come back to Akron District in a second. St. Vincent de Paul is 150 countries, 800,000 members, 5,000 councils, so forth. So here's the Cleveland Diocese. Here's who we are, who we're all a part of. We have 7 hunger centers. We have 8 counties, 60 different St. Vincent de Paul conferences. We have over 2,000 volunteers. We do, important part of our ministry is a home visit, that person-to-person contact, human contact, face-to-face. We did over 6,100 home visits in 2022-23. As everybody knows, our primary focus is rent, utilities, furniture, and things like that. 104,000 people are assisted with food. A $12.5 million community impact. That's how focused we are and the impact we make on the community. Okay, here we go, Akron District. We're made up of 19 different conferences. Ashland, Medina, Summit, Wayne County. As you look through there, you probably recognize a lot of those, maybe your own parishes. Okay, these are the ones that are carrying the load here in Akron District. Then also in the bottom right-hand corner, we have our Father Hilkert Ozenam Center, which is one of our main food pantries, and I'll get into that in just a little bit. Okay, here's our ministries. Here's who we are. Here's what we're about. And this is only a part of it. We get involved with clothing ministries, financial assistance, food pantries, bus passes, laundry services, which is kind of close to my heart, and I'll talk about that in a minute, automobile repairs. We get involved with holiday basket programs, Christmas gifts, beds, blankets. We have our Blanket Sunday, our annual fundraiser. But look at the middle comment I got there. This is a rule for St. Vincent de Paul. It's in our book. No work of charity is foreign to the society. No work of charity is foreign to the society. We get requests for help that range from all over the place. All over the place. And again, there's no act of charity that's foreign to us. We help everyone. Let's talk about our ministries a little bit. Financial assistance is really what we're known about, especially emergency aid. And what's really critical is that face-to-face, our home visit. We meet you where you're at that point in time in your life. And you got to recognize some of these people are struggling. You know what? It's a single mom, 4 kids. You know, it's a mom and dad with kids, and dad just broke his leg and he's out of work. No disability insurance. So it gets really, really tough. And again, the key is that face-to-face, contact-to-contact, meet them where they're at. This is one that's kind of an unusual one. One of the things, this is kind of my own personal thing, I want to know if you're working. Are you capable of working? Can you work? Why aren't you working? Okay. Well, a lot of times at work, you got to have a car. And guess what? The cars they buy are not the 2025 Lexuses. The 2002 cars, and they need help. So people come to us. They need auto repair. They need to get their cars fixed so they can go to work. Well, now, but what's the lead in today's society? Do they have a driver's license? Do they have insurance? We're going to fix a car, then get in an accident? It's the risk liability anymore. So what we try and do here, yeah, we'll help you. But we want to see the driver's license. We want to see your certificate of insurance. And you know what? That $800 bill, how much are you going to pay? We want you to have some skin in the game, okay? We'll walk side by side with you. We'll hold your hand, but we're not dragging you, okay? And some of these are my own personal opinions I'm throwing in there. This is our 2023-2024 fiscal year report. We spent over $500,000 in rent and mortgage assistance. $500,000. The average check, probably $500. That's 1,000 families we're helping with rent and utilities and things like that. So, the biggest increase we've seen has been in rent assistance. You go down to Barberton, half the people in Barberton are renting. Half of them. So, if you can't pay your rent, landlord will work with you a month. 2 months, you're evicted. So that $500,000 Akron District spends, all our conferences, that's homeless prevention. I mean, it's real. If you're not getting your bill paid, you're on the street. You're on the street. The one picture there, the furniture, I've seen that. Your furniture's on the street. So a lot of us do get involved with homeless prevention. There's some of our conferences that will put you in a motel. All right? Well, that's a whole new ballgame. So you run a lot of risk and liability there. What if you put them in a motel and they tear the place up? Your name's on it. You know, what are some of the reasons? Well, domestic violence is huge. I got kicked out of my house. I'm struggling with drugs. I got other brothers and sisters. Mom booted me out. Dad wants nothing to do with me. I can't do any more couch surfing where they go from home to home to home. You lost your job. I got health problems. But we do partner with a lot of the motels. They want to work with us. We get special rates. We're tax exempt. We do work with a lot of the shelters and other nonprofits to get you off the street. You know, if it's 15 degrees out, you got no place to go, you're dead. You're going to lose your limbs, fingers. So, something we do. Now, here's a little story. I'm going to go on a tangent here. So, about a little over a year and a half ago, we partner. I'm a Sacred Heart in Wadsworth. So, we got a phone call, Wadsworth Police Department. And an Uber driver just brought a woman in from Pittsburgh. And she was coming to Wadsworth to get her apartment. It was a scam. She got scammed out of every penny she had. So Wadsworth Police says, can you come down here? We're like, okay, fine. So first thing we do, we put her in a motel and try to stabilize her. When we're talking to her, it's like, well, what's your story? She just got out of a clinic. And the clinic was a mental health clinic and a pain management. She's a product of domestic violence. Her husband is in jail. She is in a witness protection program in Pennsylvania. You know, so what we do at St. Vincent Paul, we put you in a motel and basically say, you know, we can't do much more. We're not caseworkers. This woman grabbed our heart. There's no way we were going to walk from this woman. We couldn't. So we meet the next day, and that's not her. That's just a picture. I can't put her up there. But she is in pain. She has a prescription for morphine. She calls us, would you please fill my prescription for morphine? I'm like, you're kidding. She goes, no. I call, it's legit. Well, we're not going to do that. I can just see now. St. Vincent de Paul, we're on the front cover of the Beacon Journal. We filled a prescription for morphine. So we're not going to do that. But we got to get her into a shelter. So we call every shelter we can. Can't get in there all blocked. Because of our partnering with other agencies, we call another agency. No problem. The Haven of Rest, they have a woman's shelter. So we call every woman's shelter. We can't get her in. Through a partnership with another one, she says, Bill, you take her for the weekend, we got her in Monday morning. Yay, done. We wash our hands, we did a good thing. 2 weeks later, we get a phone call. So the Haven, not the Haven Rest, it's Harvest Home, which is for the women, they phone call. Man, this woman, she's driving us crazy. She needs to leave in 2 weeks. So now we have a decision to make. We're going to keep helping or not? Well, sometimes it's a divine intervention. So we go to Catholic Charities up on Talmadge Avenue. We got a meeting there. But right behind Catholic Charities on Talmadge Avenue, there's called the Humility of Mary Housing, subsidized housing. So you got Catholic Charities there. You've got a food pantry there. You got a hot meal program, transportation. We move her up to there. She's doing fantastic today. So my point is sometimes we help, but sometimes we got to take it a little further. And it's not easy sometimes. Dealing with some of these people, it's needy. And where do you draw the line? But this is one that kind of gravitated towards it. All right, let's move on. We get involved a lot of holiday basket programs. Many of our conferences at the holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Easter, put together hams, turkeys, full meals. Off to the right there, St. Francis Xavier in Medina. I think they gave away like 200 turkeys or something like that at Thanksgiving. Here's another kind of unique program that a lot of our conferences will do. This is called a Giving Tree program. And basically what that entails, so the people that come to see us, they say, we cannot buy Christmas gifts for our kids. Okay, fine. So we find out what they want. We put these mittens on a tree. The parishioners come and shop for that family. They turn them back in. As you can see on the bottom right, the Christmas gifts are all packaged. The picture in the middle is they come and pick it up. Kind of a neat program to help these families. This is one that's kind of a unique one.
This is a free laundromat program. Part of our mission is to seek out the poor. So, the guy on the right there, he's up in Wadsworth, truly homeless, nice guy. He took a ladder, cut the ladder in half, put wheels on the back, puts his dirty laundry there, and he bikes up there once a month to get his laundry done. Nice guy. So, it's interesting. We do it every third and fourth. We stole this idea from St. Augustine's in Barbara, and I'll get to that in a second. But it's interesting. You put your laundry in. Now what are you doing for the next half hour, 40 minutes? Watch it twirl. Well, it gives us the opportunity to seek out the poor. Hey, how you doing today? They'll tell you. You need a little help with rent. How's your utility bill? They'll open up. And what's interesting, it starts its own little community there. They all get to know each other. That guy there, the homeless guy on the bike, were there one night. Guess what? Here comes another homeless guy. So you notice the two of them are over there talking, sharing resources. Hey, where are you staying? How you doing this? Yada, yada. So, go to the poor, and you will find Jesus. St. Vincent de Paul. Whew. The guy on the right was a guy I met personally. St. Augustine's down in Barbara. I can't look at it. So he comes in homeless. And big smile on his face. I sat and watched him do his laundry. Started talking with the guy. And you ever meet somebody that's got that magnetism? His life is miserable. But he's a happy guy. So he gets his laundry done, folds it, puts it in a little red wagon, folds a blue tarp over it, and I just kind of watch him walk out. I just snap that picture. I'm like, wow, that guy's happy as can be. So I follow him out. It's January. He opens the door. It's a whiteout. It's a whiteout. And I just kind of watch him go down the road. He's got a tent and a sleeping bag down around the corner. I just watch him walk away. I'm like, this is a ministry St. Vincent de Paul needs. I mean, it just grabbed me. And so a lot of our conferences will do that. And I'm sorry, every time I see that frame, I get choked up. Here's something else we get involved with. Back to school programs. A lot of our conferences will put together backpacks. We work very close with Catholic Charities. We'll put these backpacks together for Akron public schools. It doesn't matter. Catholic schools, public schools, wherever. Here's another unique program. This is Prince of Peace down in Barberton. They've been doing this for years. They offer a free haircut for their customers. Free haircut. And oh, by the way, since you're here, why don't you stick around for dinner? They've been doing this for years. They partner with Cost Cutters. Great little ministry program. We do a lot of hot meal programs. A lot of our conferences will do that. Now, about 3 years ago, we found out about a ministry in Youngstown. They buy 1 million diapers a year. And guess what? You can get them for free. And the wipes. And if you notice, diapers and wipes are not covered by food stamps. So if you're struggling, you got a baby, how many times you change a baby diaper? I don't know. Yeah, a lot. So imagine you only got X number of dollars. So we partner with this ministry in Youngstown. Four of our food pantries, including our Ozanam Center, now get free diapers, free wipes. Doesn't seem like a big deal, but if you're the mom going through these diapers and wipes, you're shaking your head, it's a huge help, especially when it's not covered on food stamps. This is another good one. And so through a partnership at St. Vincent de Paul, we get a phone call from a foundation in Hudson that we got to know real well. And they says, hey, we got 85 free Samsung tablets. Can St. Vincent de Paul take them? Light bulbs going around. I called Tracy Arnone up in the Cleveland Diocese School. Tracy, we got 85 laptops with $150 a piece. Where should we take them? Well, there's two schools that jumped out, St. Mary's in Akron, which St. Vincent de Paul already does allow, if I won't get into that. So Tracy suggested St. Anthony's. So, bottom left corner, there's a principal of St. Anthony's. The guy that's there is bringing the free tablets in. Then they give them away to some of the kids. You can see that picture there, but this is my favorite one. This is Kodak moment time. Look at the boy there on the right. Look at that facial expression. He cannot believe that his buddy there got a laptop, and he did. But he got it. He ended up getting it. Just a neat little program. Again, another little project. This is St. Francis de Sales. They partnered with the Catholic Worker, a lot of the homes there. They fix it up and paint the houses. So, going back to, there is no act of charity that's foreign to the society. We'll do about anything. All right, I'm going to go kind of here, changing gears. This is our Father Hilkert Ozenam Center. This is our major food and clothing ministry, located in downtown Akron, real close to Market and Arlington Street. You know, remember here about Tent City back in the days where all the homeless were hanging out? It was our backyard. So you can imagine what some of our visitors were like. The food pantry. This is our fiscal year 23-24 numbers. Helped 2,365 households with food. Served 6,700 people receiving food. Distributed 44,000 pounds of food. We are open every single Saturday. Every Saturday. This is the thing that's mind-boggling me. The clothing ministry served 2,747 families, distributed 38,000 articles of clothing, 430 winter coats. That's a lot of donations, a lot of sorting. Where did I see Michelle? You're involved with some of that. Where are you at? Hiding somewhere. Yeah, you're hiding back here. She gets involved with that. I wouldn't do that for anything in the world. They throw you down in the basement and you're sorting clothes. So God bless you, Michelle. Here's something else. A couple pictures here. Picture on the your left. That's just some of the clothing. All organized on hangers. You can come in as a mom and shop for your family. Pick out what you want. The sizes you want. There's some dignity in that. A little respect. You're working for your family. All right. Also in the middle picture, we got all kinds of shoes in there. But here's the one that's kind of one I struggle with. Look at the picture on the right. Okay, guys, what do you see there? Come on, guys. Underwear? Bras? Yeah. So can you imagine humbling yourself? You walk into that Ozenam Center, you go up to somebody like me, say, I need a bra and underwear. Holy mackerel. That is a humbling thing to do. And we need, it is so critical, we treat these people with dignity and respect. They're no different than you and me. So, they don't put me in the bra section, by the way. Also, the Father Hilkert, remember we talked about those diapers? We partner there too. We bring in, I think it's almost 3,000 diapers a month. 36,000 diapers we distribute with our four food pantries. And some of the other pictures are our refrigerators, freezers. Mike, you've seen all this. Here's another neat program. So, about 4 years ago, we partnered with this foundation up in Hudson. And they said, we want to do something special. So what we did is the family and friends of this foundation at Seton collect about 400 or 500 brand new Christmas gifts. We bring it down to the Ozenam Center. So, if you are coming to our center, it's November, early December, you want a Christmas gift, we not only give you the Christmas gift, you see the picture in the middle? Those are the volunteers of the family and friends that come down and wrap them. I mean, what a neat thing to do. This guy on the right here, so I went down to take some pictures for the family of the foundation. And this guy's walking out, and I says, how you doing today? And he says, good. I says, that's a pretty neat program. And he says, yeah. And he looked at me and says, you know what? I had nothing to give my grandkids this year. I had nothing to put under the tree. Thank you. I said, don't thank me. I had nothing to do with it. Can I take your picture? Absolutely. He said, get my best shot. So that's him. Okay, I'm going to throw some quick numbers out here. Enough pictures here for a while. This is the Akron District. Our 23-24 annual report. We have 435 members. We call ourselves Vincentians. We have 435 members. Our total income, what we generate, was almost $1.8 million. We spent, those 19 conferences spent $1,860,000. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. The rental assistance, as you can see there, $505,000. The value of the food we distributed, $389,000. Some of us to or give away furniture. Especially St. Francis de Sales has a furniture ministry. We helped 19,900 people, 9,507 total visits. That's that face-to-face contact, face-to-face. 28,000 hours spent serving others, 46,000 miles. That's what the 19 conferences did in 2023-24. Now, the opening talk, the gentleman there, he talked about the corporal acts of mercy, inspired by gospel vows. We're inspired by gospel vows of St. Vincent de Paul. So, in the Bible, Matthew chapter 25, verse 35 to 46, feed the hungry, we check that box. Give drink to the thirsty, absolutely. Clothe the naked, shelter the homeless, visit the sick, visit the imprisoned, bury the dead. We get involved with some of that, some more than others. So at St. Vincent de Paul, it's not in our mission statement, but we're doing the corporal works of mercy. That's who we are and what we do. Now, real quick one here about funding. Funding for St. Vincent de Paul, the 1.8 million we brought in, it's a lot of you guys. It's a lot of you guys. We have collections that are handled at the parishes. We have a big fundraiser called Blanket Sunday. That is a huge fundraiser for us. We do partner with other foundations. We'll have foundations that will give us money. We get involved with grants. For example, Sacred Heart and Wadsworth, I'll tip my hat to you guys. For the last 4 years, we have received approximately $100,000 community development block grant funds. That is federal money to the state of Ohio, to Medina County, to a Catholic church, St. Vincent de Paul. I think it's awesome. So, a lot of partnerships we get involved with. Akron Canton Food Bank. We buy food for pennies on the dollar. Peter Marin Center. Good Neighbors. We work with a lot of other 501c3s. We work with other churches. St. Bernard Homeless Ministry. Common Threads down in Barberton. And the list goes on and on and on. I list homeless shelters at the bottom. St. Mary's of Worcester is helping to organize and get the homeless shelter in Worcester up and going. And I'm sure we're going to be involved with the new Medina County through a lot of efforts of a lot of people. I believe Sacred Heart's going to be involved a lot, and Chris Easton there is on the board of the homeless shelter, the new Medina County homeless shelter, that we will be involved with that. So it's a lot of partnering in the community to get things done and try and help others. See the face of Christ. Be the face of Christ. And you know what? I got to be honest with you. Sometimes it's not easy. We're supposed to see Jesus in those we serve. Let me tell you, it's not easy sometimes. But anyway, Mike, you're shaking your head.
I wanted to do something good with the time God had given me. And I've been thinking, I've been so blessed in life. How can I give back? How can I be doing something meaningful?
You look around at the world and there's so much need, so much poverty. So many people struggling to have food, clothes, or just a place to live. I wonder, what do I have to offer? Can I actually make a difference? Christ is with you in the poor. He said, whatever you do for the least of these, you do for him. But you think of serving the poor, and it's such a big concept. It's like, where do I even start? I'm just one person. I found St. Vincent de Paul, and they showed me how to serve the poor right here where I live. I was in a hole, and I couldn't get out. I was deciding, am I going to pay for rent or buy food for the kids? The volunteers from St. Vincent de Paul came to my apartment. They brought food for our family and worked with the landlord so I could get ahead again. They came themselves in person. They stayed and talked to me. It was like Jesus visited me.
I got involved with St. Vincent de Paul because it's hands-on. It is people helping people. You see the face of Christ in your neighbor, and you're the face of Christ to them. You feel this joy because Christ is there. He's there as you love and care for your neighbors.
You don't have to go away on a mission trip. You can serve Christ in your own community.
When I stand in front of God someday and He asks me, How did you serve others? I'll think of all the people I helped with St. Vincent de Paul.
There you go. Okay, it's interesting. Talked to somebody the other day that probably run into, where do you draw the line in helping people? So I was talking to the board member, Ed Lazinski, the other day. We got in discussion, and he came up with this comment, charity and beyond. Oh, that's kind of neat. It doesn't stop. It doesn't stop. Okay, as I promised you, we're coming back. So, the man with the sign, the homeless guy, what's the right thing to do? Come on, we're going to be interactive here.
Send him to St. Vincent de Paul.
Send him to St. Vincent de Paul. That's a good one. Okay, very good, Don. Come on, what would you do? Come on, help me out. Mike, what would you do?
I usually keep, in the past I've kept McDonald's coupons, and I hand those out to them.
That's excellent. Excellent. Do you give money?
Yeah.
See? Mixed reactions. So, what happens? You say, well, we're going to give them. Okay, you got an idea.
Well, I often see a guy outside the grocery store, so I offer him some bread and food, which from there, so I know he's, if he really needs the food, he'll take it. If he says, I'm allergic to peanut butter, okay, do you do tuna? So that's what I do.
How about some other ideas? Tracy?
They like if you just smile at them.
Amen. Excellent. Yeah, they're just human beings.
Candy, like a little hard candy or Laffy Taffy, and they like that. Yeah.
All right, I have one for you. Do you give a homeless guy an apple? It's too hard in their teeth. It's got to be soft. Yeah, go ahead.
I live in Firestone Park. We have two little restaurants that close about 2 o'clock, and the bus stop is nearby, so we go out with the last coffee pot. So would you all like a cup of coffee? We don't want to waste the coffee.
Yeah, great idea. So the question is, let's revisit for just a second. So you give them money. When you give them money, you think, what are they going to do? Go buy drugs and go get drunk, right? Well, what if they had a bad day? And last night somebody broke into their tent and slashed it with a knife. What if their dog died? The pets were homeless. I mean, they're like this. You're shaking your head. So what if he had just a bad day? You know what? It's a hot day. He's no different than Mike and I. Let's go get a beer. He's not getting drunk. He just wants to be a human being and go get a beer. Okay? How about, let's see. Here's one. So instead of giving a homeless person money, what if you donate it to a homeless shelter? There's an idea. Somebody talked about... Oh, we got another... Oh, you got an idea? I love it. I can always learn new ideas. Hold on. Go ahead.
It was when we had a priest came, a younger priest came to our parish and talked about this. Now, this has been several years ago. But he suggested, and I tried to do this, and it seems to work, instead of just giving money, which you can give money, but especially like during the winter time, you see a lot of these homeless, and he suggested giving them a warm pair of socks and some kind of nutrition bars, you know, something, I can't think what they're really called. At any rate, so that's what I did for several years, and it felt good. I'd roll up the socks around the little food thing, and then I'd put on a $5 bill and rubber band it all together. And that was great, but you know, anymore, I see maybe only one or two people out doing that. I don't know if it's been,
We won't get into it. We don't have time. But there is an Oregon pass law, and basically, in a nutshell, allows the cities to do what they want with the homeless. So, Another idea, just to throw it out there, what's really valuable, a bus pass. An all-day, you guys are looking at each other, an all-day bus pass. You know why? Because when it's cold out, an all-day bus pass, I can get on the bus in the morning, I can drive all around the city, I can hang out, I can go to the metro bus station, say hello to my friends, get back on the bus when it's really, really cold. For example, the Peter Martin Center has a warming shelter at night. That bus pass will pick them up, the bus will pick them up in the morning. That all-day bus pass gets them back to that warming shelter at night. Bus pass are great ideas. So I guess in essence, he's flashing the cards, I'm done. So I don't think there is a right or a wrong answer. I don't think there is. Follow your heart. I think it's that simple. Just follow your heart. So I'm all done. Thank you guys for listening.
You can have a seat. I'm going to be blabbing for a while.
Lots to think about. I really think you ought to consider taking this show on the road. I would think a lot of the high schools might be interested. This would be a great presentation at your schools for your students. I really think it would be. I'm sure that those students who are here have enjoyed it. Always volunteer too. We can always take more people at Ozenham Center. You know, we can always find something. You may be in the basement, but and it's a basement. It's a circa 1918 building with 3 foot thick walls, and you're down in the basement sorting. But we've upped the amount of clothing. We give 20 items of clothing now per person, because we do have a lot of clothes. So if you wanted, and that's another thing you can do, donate clothes, because we'll find a place for them, you know. Okay, our next First Friday will be here Friday. I'll work on those questions too, and if you have them, hold them up, and our board members will pick them up. If you have a question, hold it up. Our next gathering will be here Friday, March 7th. Our program will feature seniors from our 4 Catholic high schools who will speak about how God has walked with me through high school and very often through life. If you're listening to our podcast on our website, we invite you to join us in person. You can make reservations by sending a check for $25 to the First Friday Club, Post Office Box 13291, Fairlawn 44334. You can call our phone number 330-535-7668 each month, or you can go to our website, First Friday Club of Greater Akron, and order tickets on Eventbrite. We do have some multiple packages still to attend for more than one, and the larger ones do have discounts. Our programming committee has put together a speaker schedule for this year, and we have some interesting speakers like today. We have one that's going to tell you all about angels. In April, the Archbishop Hoban Steel Drum Ensemble will be entertaining us musically. Bishop Malesic will be with us in the fall. There are brochures on the table out front. Please take one and see if there's something that would be of interest to you. And of course, if you are not on our email list, please see one of the board members and give us your email, and we'll keep in contact with you that way. I'd like to recognize first-time attendees. Give us a wave if this is your first time at First Friday Club of Greater Akron. I'd like to welcome students from Archbishop Hoban, Our Lady of the Elms, St. Vincent, St. Mary, and Walsh Jesuits High School. Give us a wave, students. And I'd like to introduce our First Friday Club board members. now for our questions and answers. So you're back on, Bill. What steps should we take as high school students to positively impart the homeless, to impact the homeless and needy?
Wow, I love that question. You know what? You guys are busy in your life. If you have a high school youth group, join your high school youth group, and then as a group, come down to St. Vincent Paul Robinson Center. If you want to get truly involved with a lot of the homeless, the Peter Marin Center. They physically go to the camps. So there's opportunities there, so feel free to reach out. The opportunities are there, and there's not a lot of nonprofits doing a lot of good things besides us. So your high school youth group is a good place to start. Or high school administrators, you guys in charge of the programs, is an idea.
Are conferences limited by certain monetary amounts in giving to individual families?
Okay, that's a good one. So, as we talked about, St. Vincent Paul has 19 conferences. We're scattered. So not every church has a St. Vincent Paul conference. So, if you're a priest and you get the phone calls that come into the rectory, if you have a conference, you just refer them. If you don't have a conference, there's nothing wrong if you're in... like Peninsula. There's no conference that I think Mother of Sorrows there, but you can send them up to Holy Family. You can send them up to St. Mary's in Hudson. So if you're a priest, you can send them to other conferences. If you're a church, is it they're referencing a church or anything?
But it's more monetary.
Monetary. Okay. The best way to handle the monetary is like our St. Vincent Paul conferences. We work together. Holy Family and Stowe, Terry Bedell, president back there, it's a terrible story. Family that had sewers break under the house. We need $8,000. So there's a bunch of people partnering. Akron District, Holy Family, St. Mary's and Hudson. We all get together and try and help a family. So we work together. We partner together. I hope that answers that question.
Has there ever been a situation when you had to cut ties with someone that you were helping?
Yes. So, some of these people keep coming back to you and back to you and back to you and back to you. They're regulars. What we try and do sometimes is we will do budgeting 101. Here's how much money you get. First of all, are you working? Yeah. Okay, let's do a budget. And if the budget doesn't work, or we ask them to do something, they don't do it, we're done. If you have no plan, if we put you in a motel, if you don't have a plan on how you're getting out, we're going to cut you off. It's not easy. Sometimes you need to help a whole lot more. It's a case-by-case scenario. Okay, that's a tough one.
Have there been many situations where you felt like you could have done more?
Yes. All right, quick story here. How much time do I have? Where's the guy with the clock? Okay. All right. So, about 3 years ago, with Akron District, get a phone call. It's for one of these homeless ministries. And the guy says, hey, I got a guy who called me. He's 55 years old, needs help with his rent. And I says, you know him? He says, well, not really. So what's the story? Well, he just needs help, 55 years old. Would you help him? And I said, well, yeah, give me his name and number. So he said, well, he's got a little baggage. I said, what's the baggage? Sexual predator. Okay, here you go. I'm like, okay, give me the name and number, let me think about it. So I hang up the phone, then I call a buddy of mine, a fellow Vincentian. I said, I got one here for you. Sexual predator. Oh, and I went on the county website. Yeah, he's there. He's listed. I'm like, oh boy. So I call another Vincentian. Bill, you can't help this guy. You can't help him. So I took that advice. I never called the guy. I never called him. So then I get a phone call 3 days later and says, hey, Bill. You know, that guy told you to call. I said, yeah, I never called him. I just couldn't pull the trigger on that. And well, turns out he was listed as a sexual predator because he was 21 years old. He's now 55. He's 21 years old and had sex with his girlfriend. Now, who knows what happened 30-plus years ago. So I went to find his number. I don't have it. So the question becomes, you know, he served his time. He's had to live with this whole life. Does he not deserve a second chance? Some people say yes, some people say no. So that's one of the ones that I wish I had helped that I probably didn't help. So I don't know if that, it gets tough in who you help and how far you help.
There's two of them. I'm going to put them together. What's the most special experience you've had through this ministry, and who was the most memorable person that you felt you helped?
Well, we've been doing this for 25 years. It's hard to put one together. I think one of the ones that's rewarding, we got fellow Vincentians here, but when you meet with somebody face to face, you know, they got to humble themselves to walk through that door. They're going to sit down with you, across from you, and say, "Hey, I'm getting evicted. If I don't do this, I got my kids, yada, yada, yada." And when you can look them in the eye and say, "You know what? We got you covered. We will pay that $800 bill." And you can just see the stress come out of their face. You can see the tears roll down. I mean, I'm sure you guys have done it. Larry with Chris Easton, he's shaking his head. Yeah. Terry, I'm sure you've experienced it. Michelle, when you really know you've helped somebody. So it's hard to say just one. So I don't know if I answered that correctly or fully.
Our final question. Who has been your biggest influence in your life? A mentor, an inspiration to become so dedicated to this work?
This is an easy one.
Your father.
Yes. He spent his entire life doing the exact same thing. I think it starts in your family, it stays in your family, and each generation, our children are following in their father's footsteps as well.
Thank you again, Bill. It's now my pleasure to introduce Archbishop Hovind High School student Brian Balgren, who will offer our closing prayer.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. God of justice and love, we give you thanks for bringing us together today, for your guiding presence, for the meal we have shared, and for the conversations in which we participated. We are grateful for the gifts of fellowship and understanding, of mutual respect, of perseverance, and insight in the common concerns that we share. Looking to the example of Blessed Frederick Osman and St. Vincent de Paul, guide us as we respond with love and compassion to the needs of those around us. You inspired both of these men to work to alleviate poverty and injustice and endow them with untrying generosity in the service to all who are suffering. May we who follow the example of their lives continue the mission of Christ in the world. Bless us, God, as we leave here today. May we remember that you are the God of all wisdom, and you are willing to lead us forward. Remind us always of your love as we put our conversations into action, as we work to be peacemakers and agents of change. We ask for the intercession of Blessed Frederick Osman, St. Vincent de Paul, and the Holy Family. Amen.
In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Brian. I want to thank again everybody for coming. Please grab some of the desserts to take with you. We can probably get something in the kitchen. Might be a good thing to hand out when you're stopping at one of those corners. Hand them a box of cookie. So, pardon?
Quotes from St. Vincent de Paul.
Oh, okay. There's quotes from St. Vincent de Paul on the table, so please feel free to grab those too when you go. Again, we want to thank you for coming. Everyone have safe travels. Remember the mission of St. Vincent de Paul in your prayers and our country as you pray. Hope to see many of you next month.